Oh, joining me on the line is Siphesi Hledue, the spokesperson for Donald Grant, the Western Cape MEC for Transport and Public Works. During this United Nations National Road Safety Week, which is from the 8th to the 14th of May, a very good morning to you, Siphesi Hledue.
Good morning to you, Abigail. Good morning to your listeners.
And listen, thank you so much for joining us so early in the morning. Siphesi, I mean, so often than not, we always hear about accidents all over the country where it involves, in more than one case, young children on their way to school. And this is because they transported the back of the buggy. But I understand that a major regulation governing this, the transportation of school children, then is coming into force. There's changes now. What are these changes? Can you just bring us up to speed?
Well, the regulation that you're speaking about is one that has been promulgated about 6 months ago and comes into law today. And it's specifically a regulation in the National Road Traffic Act that prohibits the transportation of school children in the goods compartment of a motor vehicle, so basically in the back of a buggy.
And so I would imagine, though, it's not about school children only. It encompasses everyone now. We're talking about construction workers and everyone else. But I mean, we got a message from James, one of our listeners. He called in earlier on to ask something, to say that if we talk about the transportation, I mean, if I'm not getting paid for it, so if I'm transporting my workers, I'm not getting paid for that. It's a service that I'm providing to them. Does it mean it's illegal for when it has cost implications, or it's just illegal to transport a group of individuals to a certain place?
Well, yes, that's exactly the point that I wanted to make. So let me take you back just a little bit to when, just before this regulation was kind of mooted for the first time by the National Department of Transport. There was a lot of conversation around it, and you'll know there have been some instances where, this was in KZN as well, where a lot of kids have been injured and killed in crashes that involved buggies and them being transported in the back of buggies. This spurred a whole nationwide conversation around safety for children in particular being transported in these buggies. And then, again, the debate was huge at the time, and there were various suggestions that were made that were suggesting that, you know, transportation of people in the back of buggies should be banned altogether. In the end, though, it ended up being that such transportation for reward is how it's worded in the legislation. So if you're being paid for it, then it's not allowed. But if you aren't being paid for it, then it is allowed. So we still have some questions just from our side as to what difference that really makes from what we're doing currently. So before this legislation, there were already rules within the NLTA that prohibited the transportation of anyone for reward or for payment in the back of vehicles that were not deemed appropriate. And in most instances, before we'd grant any of these permits, at least here in the Western Cape, we would check whether the vehicle was appropriate. And buggies, for example, were never deemed appropriate in the first place for the transportation of children or anyone for that matter. So there is that little caveat that says transportation of people or children or whatever for reward. So if you're being paid for it and it's some kind of business that you are doing, then it's not allowed. And that was the case already before. So you wouldn't be given an operating license or a permit to do so if your vehicle was not appropriate. So you'd only be given an operating license or permit to transport children or anyone really for any reward if you had the right kind of vehicle, and that being a minibus, taxi, or whatever other vehicle that is deemed appropriate by the current legislation. So we have questions as to what effect really, and we've studied it before when it was mooted and when it was finally promulgated, and we've come to the conclusion that it's not going to have much of an effect in terms of how we operate here in the Western Cape. These operations have, for all intents and purposes, been unlawful or illegal in the first place, and they've been the subject of various operations that we conduct daily around safety for people that are being transported in this way.
I want to just talk to you about exactly what you've just mentioned now. To you listening at home, it's about 7 minutes now to five. I'm speaking to Siphesi Hledue, the spokesperson for Donald Grant, the Western Cape MEC for Transport and Public Works. And we're talking about this law where he is correctly saying that it's something that's been illegal in the Western Cape for not just the Western Cape, I think in South Africa.
yeah.
as a whole. And the whole thing of transporting at the back of the bunkie while expecting payment for it. And so we're looking into that this morning. Do you have any views on this matter? You sitting at home, I'd like to hear them. As James correctly asked the question, is it only when there's money involved or there's no money involved? What is your understanding of the laws that we are talking about, that we're talking with Sipesi about? And just bringing it back now, you're just mentioning a very key point in terms of policing it.
Mm-hmm.
How have we been policing it, and were we winning in that?
Well, yeah, I guess that's very subjective. But as I said before, particularly for children, which is children being the focus of this legislation that we're speaking about now, we've had and we conduct regularly every week scholar transport operations, both in the city and the metro bounds and out in various areas or in various rural areas where children are being transported by some means. So in the city, the focus is on the very informal relationship that parents have with certain operators for transporting their children from various areas to urban areas where they attend school. And these operations focus on all sorts of things, including making sure, as the legislation has always said, that the vehicles where children are being transported and are safe, that drivers have PRDPs or professional driving permits, that they are properly licensed, and that vehicles themselves have necessary roadworthy certificates. And again, I want to stress that vehicles that were appropriate for transporting children or anyone were never allowed to be buckies, you know, or at least whatever we imagine that buckies to be. That was always deemed inappropriate, and that is what, if they were found to be doing so, they'd be immediately discontinued, and most vehicles, if they were highly inappropriate or not quite in a state to be on the road at all, would be impounded. So we've been doing that for years. Scholar transport operations we've been doing for years. Similarly, with people that are being transported, whether it's for pay or not, if the vehicle is not appropriate. So the current law, if people are being transported in the back, or normal people, not just children, workers or whatever, the current law dictates that that vehicle should have a canopy, and that canopy should be a specific length or height, and if the back area is of a particular height or length, there should be adequate seating. People should not be standing in the back of a canopy. So these rules have always been very clear in the NLTA, and they've been enforced for that way. So open back canopies that we see regularly sometimes on the roads, where people are packed into the back of a bucket without any enclosure, has always been illegal. You know, and if enforcement officers encounter that, there would be some certain penalties that are attached to that. So again, as I said before, for us as a department, we're not entirely sure what exactly will then be different with this new legislation than was already happening before.
Sipesi, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And certainly, though, it's been informative, and we look forward to chatting with you guys in future again.
Sure, thank you. And thank you to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Sipesi, spokesperson for the Western Cape Transport MEC.